duty for us is incredibly high, and we will of course take real care, but we've also got to understand that there are going to be some people who are coming into family homes where people are already living and doing so, you know, perfectly safely. So we want to balance pace to make sure that we're able to help people quickly who need our help.
A response of sorts from James Cleverly. Philip Trott is an immigration law specialist, senior counsel with the law firm Vanessa Gangwin Immigration, and joins me now. What level of checks do you think would be right to make sure these people are going to safe destinations? Good morning, Mr. Trott.
Good morning. I think that at a minimum, there should be DBS checks. You've referred to them already. And on a personal level, I've been DBS checked, and I am offering my home to those in flight from bombing in Ukraine.
Credit to you, Mr. Trott. May I ask, has the local authority or someone been in touch to make sure that you've got, I'm sure you have, by the way, but smoke detectors or whatever else is required?
No, they haven't been in touch yet, but I think the scheme only opened on Monday, and there have been many thousands of people who've applied to offer support, and therefore one might not have expected it in 3 days.
I hear you. Are you worried, though, that there could, I'm sure not your home again, I'm not seeking confrontation, there could be people who, for all the right reasons, take people into all the wrong places?
I think there must be a risk, yes, there must be a risk.
And doesn't that need to be mitigated in some fashion?
Well, I think the mitigation would be a DBS check.
But that wouldn't say whether I've got a smoke. If say I've got an upstairs bedroom,
I wouldn't say I've got a smoke detector, but you can clearly see that if you come and visit. But the DBS check would deal with the deviant personality.
So you're broadly speaking, you're relaxed about this.
I'm very much relaxed about it, and I'm very relaxed about the removal of the visa requirement, which the government so ferociously and ignorantly applied in the early days of the war.
And lastly, when challenged on the show yesterday, the refugees minister, what are we going to do for the emotional health aspect of these poor individuals, said we'll just have to cope. How relaxed are you about that kind of approach?
I'm used to dealing with a wide variety of people in my work, and I would like to think that I've got the sensitivity to be able to deal with it, and I hope others would too.
Yeah, but not everyone has your level of education or your level of knowledge or how to make sure that the person or people who come live with you. We could be talking about someone living in the wilds of Upper Whoop Whoop where they don't even have a hospital for 30 miles.
That must be a risk. I agree.
All right, thank you for your time. Philip Trott is immigration law specialist, senior counsel at the immigration law firm Vanessa Gangwin. Let's get your calls on Julie in Rochdale. Julie, what's your concern about these people? Look, we have to welcome them, but I do think we have to make the checks as well. Morning.
Yeah, I mean, I've just been appalled at what I've just heard, actually, by Mr. Trott. I'm a qualified social worker, and some of the things that really stood out to me was, as you've already mentioned, the human trafficking. But also, if people are going to take refugees into the home, there's lots of other things to consider. For example, the language barriers. Also, if somebody works full-time, they're going to have to give up their job to be with that person full-time.
Do you think they need to give up their job? Excuse me, their jobs? Excuse me.
Well, I mean, I think we have a responsibility to spend time with the person if we're going to take them into our homes. Because just say, for example, you have a young woman and a child and they find out that their husband's just been killed in the war.
Oh, absolutely.
And how do they grieve?
Can you imagine, Julie, that suddenly in the spare bedroom there's this young woman screaming her heart, understandably, her